This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, June 10th. God's word for you today is by yourself. This is part one. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 5, verse 2 to 3, and it says, "You are my King and my God. Answer my cry for help because I pray to you. Each morning, you listen to my prayer as I bring my request to you and wait for your reply." For the next few days, we're going to be looking at 10 things that should be in place to have power with God and man. The first thing is, you have to learn to pray by yourself without relying on someone else to pray for you. If you're going to have power with God, you have to learn to pray for yourself. It is good for us to pray for one another, and that is fantastic. But for you as a person to have influence spiritually, if you're going to have power with God, you have to learn to pray for yourself. It is good to have a father that prays for you or a mother that prays for you. But for you yourself to have power with God, you have to learn to pray by yourself. Hebrews 4 verse 16 says, "So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy and we will find grace to help us when we need it most." God is inviting you to come boldly to the throne of your gracious God. Come by yourself. The more you come by yourself, the more you know God, the more you have influence over things, over spiritual things, and by extension, physical things. You have to learn to pray for yourself by yourself, such that if there is a voice recognition system in heaven, as soon as you say, "Father, in the name of Jesus," boom, access granted, and the doors open to you. You are able to communicate with heaven and receive feedback by yourself. The greatest gift anyone can give you is the gift of teaching you to pray by yourself. For instance, you have a need and you ask your husband for it, but have you asked your God for it first? I know you are wondering why you should ask God when you can ask your husband. It is because your husband is not your source. God is your source. Your husband is a channel. God can choose to meet your need through another channel. So, learn to pray by yourself so that when you find yourself in a situation, you can influence the situation because you carry authority. You can decree and it is established. For example, many years ago, I was going to Tunisia. I had to fly from Lagos to France, then to Tunisia. On the return leg of my trip, I had checked in and confirmed my seat, and we were on the queue waiting to board the aircraft. Apparently, the flight was full, overbooked. One of the personnel walked past everyone else, came to me and said, "The flight is full, but we want to offer you some money. We will put you in a hotel," meaning free food, "and you will go with the flight tomorrow." What they were offering was a lot of money back then, and even now. Initially, I was upset because of all the people there. Why me? Do I look like I'm hungry? Or it is because I am black? So many things went through my mind. But the people that do know their God, who are able to pray by themselves, without relying on someone else to pray for them, shall be strong and do exploits. Daniel 11:32 paraphrased, "I will share what happened next tomorrow." Let us pray. Father, I thank you for the gift of access to your throne of grace. I bring all that I am before you today, that I may find grace and help from above. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services. God bless you.